This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
God's word to you today is your shield. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 35, verse 1 from the New International Version, and it says, "Contend, Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me." Years ago, someone told me he thought I was too fierce because, in his opinion, if you leave the devil alone, he will leave you alone. Then life happened, and he called me and said, "You are right, the devil is a bastard." I said, "Of course he is. Anyone that lifts up his eyes against his maker is a bastard. Him and everyone else that aligns with him." 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 6 from the New International Version says, "God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you. Contend with them that contend with me" is not an Old Testament concept. It is a spiritual concept, consistent in Scripture. This is in the New Testament. It cannot be erased. If you choose to erase it from your Bible, it will still be in mine. Please read Numbers 23, verses 1 to 30, and 24, 10 to 11. We will be learning a few things from these unstoppable people and how God actually made them unstoppable. Number 1. I do not need to know most of the battles that God fights for me. This is our first learning point. Do you know that the children of Israel did not even know what was going on? They had no clue that they had no clue that people were setting up 7 altars just to curse them. If a lot of us were to know the number of negative altars that our names have been put on, it would be alarming. 7 altars on 3 different mountains, and the children of Israel did not even know. There are many things that God is doing for us that we have no clue about. There are many battles God is fighting for us that we are oblivious of. Psalm 3 verse 5 says, "I lay down and slept, yet I woke up in safety, for the Lord was watching over me." What is it to watch over a child? It is to pay attention to every move the child makes, and this is similar to what God does for his children. Can you count how many times you have slept and woken up this year? January till date. Even if you count the days, it still will not be accurate because on some days you slept and woke up multiple times. We cannot really count, and the Bible says the only reason you slept and woke up is because God is watching over you, if it had not been for the Lord. When people grumble most times, it is because they do not know what God is doing on their behalf. When God has got your back, there is no need to fret. When God fights your battles, there is no reason to be rattled or anxious because there are so many battles going on that you have no clue about. Please read Psalm 91 verses 5 to 10. "If you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will come near you. No harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near you or your dwelling. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen." Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I declare that the Most High God is my dwelling place. Jehovah is my refuge. No harm will come near my dwelling. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.